There's another world leader in hot water, Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister flew back from New York to London just in time for Parliament to reconvene. Johnson left the UN General Assembly early after Britain's High Court said his move to suspend Parliament was unlawful. It's all about Brexit and the looming deadline for the UK to leave the European Union at the end of next month. Things got heated today in Parliament.
Since I am asked, let me tell them the truth. They could vote no confidence at any time, but they're too cowardly.
So what's it like for people in the UK living through the back and forth over Brexit for more than 3 years now? Stressful. Here's the world's Orla Barry in London.
As the shock, and for some, joy, of the referendum results sank in that morning in June 2016.
The people of Britain have voted to leave the European Union in an historic move that has stunned the rest of the continent.
Few would have predicted that over 3 years later, Britain would still be in limbo. For many, the daily twists and turns of the Brexit negotiations have become too exhausting to follow, as one woman told a BBC call-in show this week.
I just don't know anymore. I've just lost the will to live. I can't be bothered with a lot of it anymore.
For others, every vote and every court ruling just adds anxiety on top of anxiety.
They have difficulty sleeping, eating, you name it.
Emmy von Derzen is a psychotherapist.
Every bit of news is resonant of difficulties, fear, anxiety, an uncertain future, and a sense that their lives don't matter to people anymore.
Van Derzen is a Dutch national who's lived in the UK for 40 years. She set up a free counselling service 2 years ago for other EU citizens living in Britain who are worried about Brexit. And she's felt the impact personally.
Despite the fact I have British children and set up businesses and had been here for 40 years, I was refused UK citizenship when I applied for it in 2016, and it took me an entire year and two refusals before I was able to obtain that.
As the latest Brexit deadline of October 31st approaches, von Derzen says her clients are becoming increasingly distressed.
It's so close now, and there are so many people who are in a situation where they can't see their future anymore. We have clients saying, I will kill myself at the end of October if we're going through with this, that I have nowhere else to go back to. My life will just be broken. I'm being told I can't stay in this country. There's just no way to live.
And it's not just EU citizens or even those who voted Remain who are feeling overwhelmed. A survey by the Mental Health Foundation, an NGO, found 4 in 10 adults in the UK are feeling powerless and angry over Brexit. And while Remainers expressed more fear, a third of Leavers say the whole experience is having a negative impact on their mental well-being too. That includes politicians.
Do you know, I've lost a lot of weight. I mean, I've gone from a sort of over a 34 to almost under a 30 now.
This is Conservative MP Hugh Merriman.
You know, today I'm getting a heck of a lot of abuse because of the way I voted. I'm betraying Brexit. I'm the Chancellor's tea lady. I mean, look, I've started seeing a counsellor myself actually, this year, because actually I've just realised I need to get sort of proper control in my life. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
Emmy von Derzen, the therapist, says her free counselling service is only for EU citizens in the UK. If they accepted British nationals, she says, they'd be flooded with clients. She hopes that people won't need her service much longer. But in the meantime, she has some advice for those feeling overwhelmed by Brexit anxiety.
Join in with other people. The worst thing to do is to blame it on yourself or to stay in isolation. The most important thing to do is to speak up about it and to find like-minded people for support.
For the World, Orla Barry, London.